Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back.
You would get run out of the studio for playing that if Hooks was sitting in this chair. You know that, right?
No, I don't think he would have cared.
Really?
He doesn't care what I play.
You know, what I enjoy about your selection, if you're not doing the 80s to appease me,
yeah,
is you have this affection for not only Fleetwood Mac as the group,
yeah,
but also its individual pieces. Because Christy McVie,
right,
who, that's her song, obviously her and her husband, longtime members of Fleetwood Mac. I can tell that you were raised right.
Yeah.
Around good music.
I was. I definitely was. I credit my dad for that. And you know, Lindsey Buckingham as well.
Well, he had his own solo career. He had the song Trouble. And then if you've ever watched, obviously, Vacation,
Lindsey
Buckingham does the Holiday Row. Yeah, that's Lindsey Buckingham.
Well, of course, Stevie did.
Well, yeah, she had tons of hits on her own.
Yeah, she was hot.
That's not funny. She was.
She was. You can still make the argument.
I mean, yeah, for a 70-year-old chick, she can still bring it.
She can sing, too. So, hey, thanks to Robin Washington. He joined the show last segment. He's on his way to Wyoming for a vacation.
You don't hear that out of many people's mouths.
No, you don't. But
Yellowstone is, that's if you haven't been or you get the chance, that's...
I'd like to go to Yellowstone.
I think I'd go to
on the bucket list.
I'd want to go to Yosemite.
Yosemite's such a drive, though.
Yeah, but I think it's worth it.
It is. Yellowstone is great because you got the Tatankas out there running around loose, and you can see them and stuff. And you want to get the family out there before the super volcano actually happens.
Why you got to go there?
You won't be able to take them out there then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I don't think here in Nebraska, I've seen the maps of where the ash cloud would fall. I don't think we have to worry about going after the super volcano. We don't have to worry about living after the super volcano goes off.
No, you would have to be in the tip of Texas or Florida to escape it.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
I think far west coast would also survive it.
All right. Maybe. Good. I don't want to talk. I don't like talking about this.
He doesn't like super volcanoes. Makes him nervous.
It's just, we're here to talk sports.
Not impending apocalypse.
Speaking of apocalypse, I want to talk to you guys. What do you guys think of the balloons? No more balloons at Memorial Stadium.
Tradition-wise, I get it, you know, but times change. The reasons were laid out there. And it's kind of, over the last 10 years, it's kind of been a debatable thing, too, because of the biodegradation thing. But now Trev has been able to, you know, come forward with the whole helium factor. And so that kind of takes people off whether the balloons biodegrade or not. Hey, helium, it we could run out of it. Now, end of story. I'm fine, and I'm probably the most traditionalist guy there is in the room. But
yeah,
I'm okay with it.
You are. Well, you're the oldest in the room. Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm that too. We've been releasing balloons for a long time. I get it. Maybe they just had one.
You
had an official balloon releaser, and you released one.
I brought up the idea yesterday on the Hail Varsity show. That to lower this, you just have the balloons for the first score of the season. First game of the year, you give everyone their balloons. Nebraska gets on the board for the first time, you release the balloons, and then no more the rest of the year. Because the first one of the year is the best one anyway. But by the end of the year, you're getting like, oh, Nebraska didn't score on the first possession. Here's a trick of balloons that go, oh, it's the end of the first quarter, Nebraska still hasn't scored. Here's a trickle more of balloons ago. And then by the time Nebraska finally scores, it's a disappointing amount of balloons being released.
Yeah.
But just the first score of the season, you're probably going to be playing some cupcake opponent, unless it's Northwestern and Ireland, but that's an exception. But for the most part, you're playing a non-conference game you're expected to win. You're probably going to score in one of your first two possessions. We'll release the balloons there, and we'll call it good for the year.
Again, I think, yeah, the helium shortage is probably a part to it. I do think they did not want to get canceled by any environmental groups or anything like that. I think the pressure was building.
Trev picked a good reason, too. He said, have you seen what's happening with Russia and Ukraine? We're anti-Putin. We're not going to be buying any helium from Russia. That's the end of that. No, nobody can argue that.
You can't. That great.
That took all the other points out of it.
Yep. You bring in Russia to play. That's a wrap.
Because everyone here in Nebraska going, well, I like the balloons, but I don't support Putin, so I guess I got to go along with this.
I stand by my idea. You know, you get four helicopters, you get the biggest net in the world, and you know, you just put the helicopters at each four corners of the stadium. You let the balloons go. You catch them in the net, and you're recycling them for next week. I think it's doable.
I don't.
What about a balloon drop?
A balloon drop?
Reminds me of the old
drop, no helium, just drop hundreds of thousands of balloons onto the field.
Runs through the old WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop.
Yeah, right.
It looked like a ball pit out there after the first quarter.
What do you do? Maybe you like have a graphic on the Jumbotron of balloons being released.
Oh, that would suck.
I think maybe you like come up with a new tradition to celebrate the first score or touchdown of the game. For instance, like, one of the biggest fireworks shows you've ever seen. I know we already kind of do fireworks, but like, let's up it about 10 levels. And all the other touchdowns is less. But the first one, it's like the 4th of July. We just go nuts.
Everyone stops by one of the numerous road construction sites in Lincoln, Nebraska, steal some road flares.
Did you just say steal?
Borrow some road flares.
Those cost money.
Borrow some road flares, and then you light them off in the stadium after the first score, European soccer style.
Yes. Yeah, and then those things start smoldering in your hand.
Yeah, and then the person behind you is getting suffocated from smoke.
And sulfur.
They do it right in Europe with the flares.
I know they do that, and I see that.
And as you can tell, those soccer fans, they do everything right.
They get away with a lot.
Just release a Peregrine Falcon and call it good.
A Falcon? There's got to be something. I don't know what else they do. They're obviously going to have the balloon thing.
I'll get to my drafting board and come up with some ideas.
Okay, please do. Please do. I'd love to know. And also, if you have any ideas, call in 402-466-3776. Maybe we just scrap the whole first scoring tradition as a whole.
I do have an excellent idea for a rejoin song, though, for top of the hour now.
All right, so that's that's coming up in about 7 minutes.
I know exactly where you're going with this one.
Maybe, maybe not.
Was the song originally in German?
No.
Oh.
Because the other station did that one. I got one better.
Oh.
Okay. That's all coming up. Also, we're going to talk about just some Husker news. I want to talk about the win total. It's at 7.5. I want to discuss that with you guys. Where are you leading? I want to talk about the coaches. We're paying them a lot. What should we expect? You know, what should be the minimum that we should get with what we're paying these guys?
Improvement.
Okay.
It's you know, and when everybody wants to do that whole win-loss thing, I think you do that based off of your perception of the average squad you see from every team.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're going to look like. Are they going to improve? You know, because right now out of the gate, you say Oklahoma, I say, okay, they're going to beat us. But Oklahoma lost a lot. You know, obviously their staff, players, stuff like that. They brought new coordinators, new players in. You don't know what they're going to look like. So that's hard. I mean, if you put my feet to the fire, 8-4 has to be the expectation, I would think, based on that schedule and what you normally see from those teams. But I think at the end of the day, I want to see improvement. If we lose games because we lose to better teams still at this point, okay. But it better not be because we're getting outcoached in the fourth quarter, because we're making some stupid mistakes of kicking the ball to the wrong side of the ball in the fourth quarter. You know, I want to see that stuff end. And I want to see the team improving.
Championship game. Let's face it.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure that a team from the Big 12 went.
I was trying to go off what you said, but didn't quite line up there.
That's okay.
We got a whole other hour to talk about this, so.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you guys, yeah. I only have a half hour. I got to go ride trains.
Oh.
So you guys to go to work soon.
Oh, I need to ask you about the whole, I read a Journal Star article about the draconian attendance rules.
They gag ordered us.
Really?
Yeah. Well, watch yourself. Don't get him in trouble. Don't make him lose his job. All right. Second hour coming up next. We got What's Trending at 10, and we'll get you qualified again for backup. Beef up your backyard. Excuse me. That's coming up. Don't go away. Hour two is next.